Good morning and welcome to Mornings with a Stranger, episode 17. Potential exciting news coming our way for, I don't know who the hour is. It depends on this, if this is exciting news for you or not, but my understanding is they are doing some trials for a male birth control lotion, which I thought was kind of interesting. I remember hearing something about some sort of a mechanism that I haven't heard anything about since I heard about it the first time, that I actually, like, I don't know if it was surgically implanted or what, but it was like a literal switch that was inside the guy that you could turn on or turn off for birth control or non-birth control. But this is a gel, and apparently it's going into trial of 400 people in, I think they said, 6 different countries. And then after that, of course, there will be more trials. But it's a gel, apparently, that you rub on the, what did they say? I don't remember if it's chest and upper arms, shoulders and upper arms, I think. And it's supposed to be effective 72 hours. I'm not sure if it is starting 72 hours after it's on or it lasts 72 hours, but you're supposed to apply it daily. So maybe it takes 72 hours. Not sure. Anyway, so they say that this potentially doesn't cause mood swings like some of the other birth control methods that they were trying, which I'm sorry, but it makes me laugh a little because I do remember reading a birth control method that was potentially out, and I don't recall if there were other issues, but I know that they were saying that it caused mood swings and then it wasn't going to work. And it's like, aw, geez, if that's the worst. Let's do some life experience trading here. I do remember that being a criticism that came out when that story came out of that being the thing that, or at least the big thing that was hyped. Perhaps there were other stuff that was going on behind the scenes and that wasn't hyped, but discussed was the whole mood swing thing. And people were like, okay, let's see. So women's birth control not only can cause mood swings, it can increase cancer risk, it can cause blood clots, it can do all of these other things. And you whining about mood swings, well, goody for you to not be able to throw a product on the market just because of that. Anyway, so it'll be interesting if we finally get a dependable birth control method for men. I know certainly a criticism that comes up with sex ed a lot is, you know, take care of your own birth control so you know that it's being taken care of, which is always, I think, a wise decision. But I also understand the risks, and I'm not a fan of birth control pills, but I totally get the need for them. And certainly, they were saying that there's a lot of men who aren't loving depending on condoms, which are pretty excited about this option. And certainly, you know, in where women can't use birth control pills and various other methods of contraception where condoms end up being the only thing available or the best thing available, the guys in a lot of those relationships are, I shouldn't say the guys in a lot of those relationships, but certainly there are relationships where guys are really invested in the woman not getting pregnant. So, but it's going to be interesting just to have that be something that men will have to think about a little bit more on their own. And I'm not here to diss men. I'm saying this is a huge culture shift in the sense that if this happens, this is something that women have had to do and have to be aware of. And now it's the question of, will men do it? Did they apply it? If you don't know your partner incredibly well or don't live with them or whatever the case is, did they apply it? Are they being honest with you? Whatever. You want that to be true. Men have dealt with that with women who said they were taking the birth control and then, oops, forgot. And then, oops, you know, here she's pregnant and now you're tied to this woman because the oops, forget was sarcastic, just in case you didn't catch that. And the other flip perspective is that men will be able to do something to take control on their end more than just a condom. So that's, I'm sure, again, as these people are saying, that's very exciting for them too. And fun new habits that they get to get into and remembering to do that. Not that it's any different than a lot of other things, but the risks are high if one forgets, as they are with women and many birth control pills as well. what a cool opportunity for men to be able to take responsibility and take control in a different way. And for couples who, for where birth control methods for women are not an option, to have other opportunities. Awesome stuff. So I just hope it is healthy, or as healthy as a birth control method can be, and there aren't any weird, so horrible side effects. And it sounds like that's kind of obviously what they're working towards here. So that's awesome. I hope that ends up being the case, and that it'll be successful and just create another option. That's my thought for the day. Have a wonderful morning and the rest of your day. Talk to you it's Friday again. I'll talk to you next week. My goodness, time flies. Have a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye.